225 days is how long Belgium has been without a national government. For months, political parties from the Dutch-speaking north and French-speaking south have been trying to form some kind of coalition, but no luck so far, and it seems some Belgians have had enough. The World's Clark Boyd reports from Brussels.
Shame. No government. Great country. That was the theme for a rally in the streets of Brussels yesterday. More than 30,000 Belgians marched through town with a simple message for politicians.
Un gouvernement! Un gouvernement!
Julie Marlier and her boyfriend Philippe Marteau are tired of paying taxes to politicians who aren't working.
That's our money that they are spending every day and without any results, so that's not normal. All the politicians are like children.
They're children playing a game in a playground.
The Shame Rally started online as a Facebook page. The web, in fact, has become the platform for Belgians to voice their political displeasure recently. Dutch-speaking radio journalist Chris Janssens recently posted this video to YouTube.
Kijk, nu zeg ik niet veel over de Belgische politiek.
I don't usually say much about Belgian politics, Janssens jokes, because I know it's a sure way to kill the mood at any family gathering. But I just don't get it anymore, he continues. Do these politicians have no shame? The video's garnered tens of thousands of views and comments. So too has Belgian actor Benoît Poelvoorde, who recently made this plea on television.
Ne soyez pas surpris par cette pilosité.
Don't be surprised by this weird thing on my face, says Poelvoorde, caressing his stubble. A hairy Belgium. Let's keep our beards until Belgium gets back on its feet, he says. Quickly, a Hairy Belgium website went up. More than 650 people have signed on to grow their beards until Belgium forms a government. Another site, called Camping 16, allows you to pitch a virtual tent in protest outside the Prime Minister's office in Brussels, located at number 16, Rue de l'Loi.
These websites crystallize feelings in real life and permit people to express enough.
Dorian Van Beever is one of more than a dozen Belgians from across the country who worked on the Camping 16 website. What do you do if you've paid for something that doesn't work, asks the site. You get your money back, it reads. The intent is humorous, says Van Beever, because humor cuts across the linguistic and cultural divides in Belgium.
We choose humor because we don't want the streets to be in fire or something like this, but we prefer to say it this way.
Perhaps the funniest online effort, though, is a site called Le Record du Monde, the world record. On the site, you can watch the seconds tick down until Belgium surpasses Iraq's record of 289 days without a government. Graphic designer Sven Grote helped put the site together.
Moi, personnellement, il n'y a pas de revendication politique.
For me personally, there's no political claim behind the site, Grote says. It's a joke, but it draws attention to the ridiculousness of the situation here. If it all sounds surreal, well, that's because it kind of is. Belgium's strong local governments ensure that trash still gets picked up, police are still on the streets, and pensions are still paid. But the dysfunction at the national level has led some commentators to consider if Belgium might be the world's most successful failed state. I put that question to author and columnist Marcel Sell.
When you say it's a failed state and you add successful, then I think it's a nice portrait of Belgium because it sounds surrealistic. So we Belgians like to think of ourselves as being surrealistic. And actually, why not? I mean, if it's funny, if it's a clever way to put things without saying it's a failed country, because it's not a failed country. Not yet.
Websites and real-world rallies aside, no one expects an end to the political stalemate anytime soon. Sell says he wouldn't be surprised if Belgium beats Iraq's world record by a wide margin. And he jokes, if the Grow a Beard for Belgium campaign catches on, Brussels may soon look more like Kandahar. For The World, this is Clark Boyd in Brussels.